there and tell people this is what I've learned. I'm not the answer. I'm just a guidepost that says, go look for yourself. Don't rely on me. Jesus says the same thing. Look, hold my hand because I know how to get us there. You know, but you have to be willing because I'm not going to coerce you and I'm not going to force you because then I'd be taking away the gifts that God gave you, which is your free will.
Okay.
So I'm going to wait.
When the customs and the rituals are comforting, if they feel good to the populace who adheres to a certain belief, does that make them good?
No, you know what? I'm not going to judge anything good or bad, except as does it help you? Does it empower you? Does it free you? Or does it confine you? What happens with the ritual is we do the ritual for ritual's sake. So now the ritual becomes the idol. The ritual itself becomes the idol.
So when that transfer occurs, you're off the path.
Then you're off the path. It's like the course will say, they don't give you, do this. All it says is look within. Ask. That's its simple instruction. Ask. And it doesn't give you any other. It says, I just need your willingness. Just ask, because love will never force its way on you. So to me, the rituals and the dogmas, they become the idol. It's like course book. I didn't bring it with me. But if I brought my book, people, this is a holy book. No, it's not. It's not a holy book. It's an instruction manual. But if you're attached to that book, you have now valued something that's valueless because it's still in the world of form. It's the ideas within it that speak of truth and are in my mind. So it's not what's out there. So if you've got a ritual, unfortunately, too many people, I can't say this for everybody, but my experience is they get so into the ritual and then that becomes, you didn't do it, now you're bad.
Right.
You ate meat on Friday during Lent? That's another point to feel guilty.
Right.
You didn't get down on your knees and pray and say, several Hail Marys. That's a point of guilt. So all these things are set up. You don't do them, you feel guilty. It's not about that. It's about going inside and asking and finding out what's true for you and really examining your beliefs. And we're so attached to them that it takes a while to become the observer so you could clearly see.